The Albemarle region of North Carolina is commonly known as pass-through country for vacationers headed to Virginia or the Outer Banks. Nearly one in five residents live in poverty, and one in four are over the age of 60. Community members say a lack of economic and educational opportunity push and keep young people out.
My family has roots here that are extremely deep, and we constantly talk about all the talent that leaves.
Andrew Harris grew up in Perquimans County. He taught at local public schools before traveling around the state to study innovative education models. And he saw opportunities for kids that didn't exist back home.
We had to do this here. We had to bring something that was truly innovative here because our students here are just as capable as students anywhere.
When he returned, Harris signed on to run Pasquotank County's first charter school. The Northeast Academy for Aerospace and Advanced Technologies, or NEAT, opened its doors in the fall of 2015. Its mission? To inspire and prepare middle and high schoolers in the region for careers related to the aerospace industry. Joe Peel is chairman of that school's board, as well as the mayor of Elizabeth City, where the school is located. The town is home to a Coast Guard airplane facility and an aviation program based at Elizabeth City State University.
So all of those things are already here, and we thought, you know, these are jobs, these are, you know, opportunities for young people, and so this school could be a feeder to some of those kinds of jobs.
Ladies working on.
NEAT is housed on the campus of Elizabeth City State University, so its 250 students can take college courses. Classes are centered around projects and group work. That really appeals to 7th grader Michaela Cisneros.
I really like the hands-on learning because I think it helps you learn better than just reading it or watching a video on it. And you get to actually do it instead of watching someone else do it or hearing about how someone else did it.
Michaela's house is about a 40-minute drive away from Elizabeth City. As a charter school, NEAT is not legally required to provide her with transportation, but it does so anyway. Again, here's Andrew Harris, the school's CEO.
We knew if we were going to open a regional school in one of the highest needs areas in our state, that we would have to provide transportation if it really was going to be open.
The school doesn't have to subsidize lunches for low-income students either. With the help of grants, however, it does, and it serves free breakfast for all of its students. Still, recruiting low-income students to NEAT has been tough. Teachers and administrators say a big challenge is fear among community members that charters take resources away from traditional public schools. Rob Jackson is superintendent of Edenton-Chewan County Schools. 50 students from that system are attending NEAT this year.
As students leave the school system, then funding is decreased, and so we have less funds, of course, to support the students who are here in the school system.
Yet Jackson says he recognizes the competition the charter provides.
It does force us to continue to look at what we offer for students and to ensure that we're doing everything we can to meet the needs of the children in our area.
So Jackson's district and NEAT are trying to keep young people from hitting the road. It remains to be seen how successful they'll be. NEAT's first class graduates in 2 years. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.